Nobody's got dolls or stuffed toys for Christmas.
At the back.
One at the back. Come on, then bring it up. No, okay, stay there then. Have you got... Are you a doll or stuffed toy? No. Wow, I misjudged that one. Okay. You didn't get a stuffed toy?
No.
No, okay. Not a Jürgen Klopp or anything? You didn't get a stuffed toy? No. Okay, next one. Here we go. Show us your present. A gift which has batteries in it. Did you? A new bass guitar. Is that it? Wow. Whoa. Wow. Come on, what else have we got here? Gifts with batteries in. No. Oh, what's that then?
It was the beginning of the day.
Yeah, they attacked me last Sunday as well. No more. That's got to. You're doing well back there, aren't you? I thought everything had batteries in today. Okay, here we go. Show us your present. Hats, gloves, scarves, ties, something to wear. Hey, we've got a sock up here. Look. A hat. Oh, let's see that, Chris. Come on, stand up, Chris. Look at that jacket. It's a suit. Wow. Oh, wow. You've got a headband. Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. A cap. Well done, Steve. Look at that. Oh, very good. And what's that, a crown? Yes, very pretty. I like it. You going to wear it to school? Maybe not. No. Okay. Okay. So here we go. Show us a book or a game. Come on then. Yay. What have you got? Brain games. And you've got a book too. Oh. Can you tell us what her book's called? Okay. It's not a great time to be in publishing, is it, really? What have you got there?
Slime.
Are you going to wear that?
No.
No, you're going to... So it's your toy. Sorry, I've got the wrong screen. Very good. And what's this, then? Can I have a look at this? It's a wand.
Harry Potter's wand.
Oh, a Harry Potter one. Oh, a Harry Potter fan here. There you go. Right, okay, and the last one. Show us something that stops you smelling or makes you smell better.
No one's copied that.
You question the love of people who give you something like that, don't you, really? Who had something this morning that is in that category? Oh, quite a few there. And you left it at home? Got it on? No? Okay. Well, we haven't done too well so far. Anything else? I've put dog food there. Earrings. I put a Hoover up there because there's a family joke that Marion loves Hoovers. And one year she asked me to buy a Hoover for Christmas for her. And I said... There is no way you are ever going to have a Hoover for me as a gift. If the sisterhood gets to hear about that, I am dead. But so you've got...
I've got something from Chelsea, which is a mat that's made out of old bottle tops.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Isn't that clever? And what have you got?
Have you got your dress?
It's a car. It's a kit. Do you make it and paint it? Yeah. You don't paint it, just make it. Okay, very good. What have you got?
You've got looks like a Bible, doesn't it?
It looks like a Bible. Oh, hey! We need to see that again. Wind it up. Go on, then. Go on, wind it up. There we go. Looks like a Bible. Very good. And you've got... That's a nice... That's a road sign. Is that for? Do you have a road layout or something?
Put
them on. Do you put it on a big layout with other things?
I put them on my road.
You put them on your road. Excellent. Great.
I've got this Lego at home.
You've got what?
I've got little Lego at home.
Lego at home?
Yeah, little Lego.
Okay.
And I haven't opened it yet.
Ah, now, here we go. You need to say it again. Here we go.
I've got little Lego at my home, but I didn't open it yet.
So, can I just keep you here a second? So, how do you know it's little Lego?
Because it's little.
Right, okay. Very good. And what have you got? Tractors. Oh, can I have a look?
They won't let go.
Will you not let go? Can I not look?
Can I
can't even. I had a tractor when I was little. I love my tractor. Yeah, you hang on to it. Very good. Right. That was like a great cue, because I was going to ask, who likes to guess their presents before they open them? How successful are you? Quite successful. Pardon? Shout a bit louder. 100% so far. What, do you feel it? Feel it? Shake it? If it breaks, you think it's China? Yeah. Okay. It's quite fun, isn't it? Guessing what's in there, kind of reading the signs. And we're going to do a little game on signs right now. And so just because it's Christmas, we're going to do have this little game. So I'm going to ask for a runner. I think they need to be somewhere between about 5 and about 11. A runner, someone who will run to different places in the building. Between 5 and 11, a runner from each team. So I need, can I have an angel runner? Yeah, come on then. Right, so there's some wings somewhere. There they are. You've got to put these on. You're the angel runner. Stick those on. Fantastic. Now, from the shepherds, I need a runner. Who's going to run for me? Anyone between? Come on, yeah. Here's a shepherd. Okay, so I need a wise man. Come on then. There we go. Come on, come in the middle here. I know they weren't really kings, but we sometimes get called kings. There you go. You're a wise man. That's what we got. Right. And I need a star. Who's going to be a star? A star is born. I think we've got enough in the age range here. Who's somewhere between 5 and 11, down in this group here. Oh, come and join us. No? Okay, come on then. Right, you've got to carry your star. There you go. And the idea is that I'm going to give you a clue for a place in this church. Okay, and when you hear the clue, you've got to get to that place as quickly as you can. And at those locations, these places in the church, there'll be somebody give you a little bit of paper which will say, one if you're first, two if you're second, three if you're fourth, third, and four if you're fourth, right? And yeah. And you'll be told what place you're in. Now, if you can't answer the clue, you can go to your team and see if they can help you find the clue. Does that make sense? Yeah? And then you'll come back here and Priya will put your score on the board there. And actually, it's the lowest score wins. So there's going to be 5 clues. Yeah? 5 clues. So if you score 5, then you've got maximum points. If you score 20, you've got minimum points. You're last, okay? Simple, yeah? I'm told there's a TV game which does it that way, but I didn't know that. Here we go. Are you ready? This is an example, okay? So this was what it's going to be like each time. Here's your example. On the wood at the back of the center aisle. On the wood at the back of the center aisle. Okay, right, okay. Okay, come back then. Okay, so just stand here, face the screens. So you've got the idea. Yeah? Your clue's going to come up on here. Ready? So your second one, here we go. Here's the first real clue for a prize. In front of the cross, but underneath the TV screen. In front of the cross. But you've got to be in front of the cross as well. Ask your teams. Hey, so will you, Andrew, will you give them their points? Very good. Okay, come back up the front then. Give your points to Priya. Here we go. So the shepherd's got what? Four. Angel's got three. The star's got two. Okay, second clue. You ready? Here we go. You ready? Ready? Oh, you can just put them on the table there, anywhere, in your pockets. Give them to Priya, she can keep hold of them, whatever. Here we go. You ready? You ready? Where you can touch a radiator and look at the sky, but you've got to be in this room here. Okay, you ready? Number three. Here we go. They will get harder. I think the next one's quite easy, though. You ready?
Yeah.
Standing up straight underneath an electric plug socket.
Oh, my goodness me.
Ah, there you go. So here's your points coming from here. Well done. You see there's a plug socket up there? There you go. Actually, I realised it was ambiguous after I did it, because you could stand underneath a balcony too, couldn't you? Because there's plug sockets up there, but there you go. Okay, now this next one is a little bit more tricky, okay? A little bit more tricky, and it's definitely in this space here, okay? In the space here. Not through there, but it's in the space here, okay? So, here we go. Touching the first metal rod you come to, which holds up the balcony.
Think outside the box.
I thought the people on the balcony would like to know. So as a matter of fact, you might be interested to know there are just two metal bars there, and you guys, that's all that's supporting you. That's not a low bearing wall. And you guys under there, you might like to know, future Sundays, you might want to sit further forward. We'll just... Okay. Right. And the last one is the hardest clue of all. Here we go. Are you ready? Are you ready? Here we go. Are you ready? Stand where everyone can see you and also on top of a flight of steps. But not the stage steps, sorry. A flight of steps, not just two steps, not these steps. A flight of steps. A flight of steps. No, you can't be seen. That's not a flight of steps, that's just a shelf. There is a flight of steps in this room. Hey! So underneath Chris, there's a flight of steps. And right up by his feet there, he's on the top step. It's in the baptistry. When we open it, there's a flight of steps. Right, okay. So let's see what the scores are. Angels 13, wise men 12, shepherds 10, and stars 15. So the shepherds get it. Okay, go and have a seat. Thank you. Do you want to give Marion your
high score?
Okay. Just give Marion the props. Thank you. Thank you. Well done. Thank you. Good. At Christmas time, and lots of signs God gave, clues to just how important Jesus was, and various people followed those signs and just got a sense of how very, very important this person was. And you know, just like we feel our Christmas presents, well, some of us do, and we like to work out what's going on. You know, if you look at the signs that God gives us, we can find his place and his right way, and we can find what's true. We're going to just change gear a little bit now, and sorry, Joy. And we're going to just before we come to just think a little bit of scripture together. We're going to spend some time praying and focusing in that way. So perhaps I could invite Tim up and Cecily. Cecily said to me. On Sunday, he said it'd be great to have just something which means we look out from just our own celebration. So Ceci's going to pray a little bit about our missionaries, and Tim is going to pray a little bit about folk who have who are in need this Christmas time. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm just going to pray for those who are far away from home at Christmas. I hope you've all had a good look over the last few weeks at the missionary board over there. I'm sure that... Pippa and Toby Vocal are going to have the most unusual place for their Christmas lunch. Anybody read it? They're going to have Christmas lunch on the church roof in Pokhara, Nepal, looking at the mountains. So, and just also to point out that there's an article, here it is, in the Telegraph 2 days ago with Tanya Birchall mentioned in it. So if you've got a Telegraph, have a look at it. If not, you can have a look at this one afterwards if you'd like to. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that we are here together and the wonderful joy that that is for us. Lord, we just lift to you now those who are far away. Many of us have family and friends who are far away at Christmas. As we remember them, Lord, we ask for your presence with them. And that you will unite us with them, although we are separated. Some people, Lord, have family and friends in hospital this Christmas, and they can't be together. Lord, we just remember them and ask for your hand of healing and your peace and love for them and for families who are managing without them. And Lord, we lift to you those of our number, those we know who have gone out to serve you in places far from home. Lord, we think of Toby and Pippa in Nepal, Tanya and John and family in India, Josie in Uganda, and the Flatmans in Brazil. Bless the Flatmans, Lord, with their brand new baby, baby Moses. Thank you, Lord, that these people have given of themselves to go and do these things for you. Bless them, Lord. Give them a great time this day in whatever way they're celebrating. Amen.
Amen.
James asked me to pray for those who are in need. Was it yesterday that Barton, the food bank,
day before,
actually ran out of food because they'd had so many families come and empty them? So I've written a prayer. I've left a couple of pauses in it, and I'll stop only briefly, just maybe for you to hold certain people or certain places in your own silent prayers as well. Let's pray. Father God, in this time when we celebrate light in the darkness, we want to take a moment and pray for those who are experiencing some of that darkness this Christmas. Dear Lord, Good Shepherd, help those who have known the presence of darkness this year. We lift up those who have said goodbye to loved ones. We pray for those who have no place to call home. We pray for those for whom home is not a safe or a happy place. Heavenly Father, despite the presence of darkness, may we all be reminded of your light, of your victory over darkness, and of the promise of hope to come. In Jesus' name, amen.
And Father, I just want to bring to you our nation this morning. You came as the Prince of Peace. And we know that there's been a lot of tension and acrimony, a lot of disputing about the future of our country and the way it relates. A lot of discussion about, in a strange way, about who we are. And Lord, we pray that in this coming year, peace would mark our conversation. And that people would deal with each other gently, with truth, with honesty, with directness, but gently. And Father, that we can find our way ahead in grace and in peace. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. 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 We're going to sing another carol. Perhaps, Jackie, you could put it on the screen for me, please. And this is a... It started out as a poem, and it's a little bit, perhaps some of the words may be a little bit complicated. Love came down at Christmas, and it's calling Jesus love. It's saying this is a picture of God's love. So it was love that came down at Christmas. That's what came down at Christmas. And it talks about the star and angel gave the sign. They gave the sign that this was God's love which was coming amongst us. And then the second verse talks about worshipping God, because Jesus was God who came amongst us. But then it asks at the end of that, what will our sign of following Jesus be? And the last verse says that our sign of following Jesus will be that we show love, that we're loving people. That's a very gentle lovely carol, for those who don't know it. I expect many of you do. But it's about all the wonderful signs that God has given to us of his love and how we can be a sign then to the world of God's love as we love. Thank you. Signs. Can I just ask you, how many of you have seen something which really caused your jaw to drop? You went, wow. How many of you have got a real wow moment? Nobody. A few. Who put their hand up? Where was it? On the end here? Where? Who put their hand up? Their hands aren't going up any longer. Go on then, what was your wow moment, Martin? The Eiger in Switzerland. Amazing, isn't it? Yeah. Anyone else? A wow moment? Yeah. You saw the Northern Lights this year. Yeah, you got a wow there, just there.
Iguazu waterfalls in Argentina.
Right. Big natural phenomena. Yeah. Any other ones? Yes. What was your wow moment? Great Wall of China. That would be a wow moment. I can understand that. Yeah. Right at the back there. You saw the Eiffel Tower. Yeah, some of those things have happened.
I saw the Blackpool Tower.
Yes.
When my baby Toby was born.
Yeah, I mean, when you first see your new baby, that's a wow moment, isn't it? A big wow moment. Right over the back there.
My teenager loaded a dishwasher.
Pardon? Yes. Pardon? The shark. The shard. The shard. The shard. Do any of you see the video of those people abseiling down the outside putting the windows into the shard? It was quite something. Mind you, the shark, I've had people do that with the shark on down there. They've gone. Have you ever done that with someone in Headington? You're walking down the road there and you say, look up there, and they go, you just see their jaw drop, don't you? It's wonderful, it's just great. Sorry. Anyway, yes.
When I went to Thailand, we climbed a waterfall.
You climbed the waterfall? Was it wet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also when we went to the Isle of Skye, we saw a rainbow sunset.
Rainbow sunset, that sounds great. Yes.
Riding camels at the pyramids.
Oh, riding camels around the pyramids. That's amazing. I think you said in the pyramids. Just, no, around the, yeah. You know, the wow moments, they're amazing, aren't they? And you know, there are a couple of things. Can I have the PowerPoint? There are a couple of things that happen when you have these wow moments. The sermon. You've got the sermon? Do I not give it? Oh. I was giving it back before the service, and I thought it had been processed. Not by you, it was given to me by something. My stick's gone completely. Oh, no, it hasn't. There it is. It's like Duncan gave it back to me, and I thought you'd just send it to me. Yeah, Duncan gave me my stick back before the sermon service, and I thought, oh, it must all be done. And I obviously hadn't given it to Jackie. Sorry, Jackie. Yeah, there are two reactions to wow moments, aren't there? Can you just play it just as a PowerPoint? Pun? No, it would be in the folder which says Christmas morning 2019.
Yeah.
You can get a lot of stick here. No. Yeah, great. Just when you have a wow moment, there are two things that happen, aren't there? Some people, it's like they're just stunned, and we can be like that. But there's that next step, isn't there, which happened for most of us, which is, having been stunned, you think, how? Why? What? Don't you? All the questions start to come. And Mary was certainly one of those people. Mary just was an incredible figure. She had that ability to see all those possibilities. And you see this right the way through. So after the angels come, it says, need my glasses. After the angels come, it says, Mary was greatly troubled at his words. But she didn't stop there. She said, and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. That there's that next step. Are you having problems, Jackie? Pardon? Hey. Thank you. Round of applause for Jackie. Will it click on? Will it click on, Jackie? Hey, no. It's exciting, isn't it? Hey, there we are. So there's the wow, oh, there's the asking questions, and Mary was certainly this person. You see these four places in the story of the early life of Jesus where it says that Mary just basically says, why was that? What does that mean? When the shepherds come, she ponders these things. After Jesus does his thing in the temple when he's 12 and he answers all those questions, it says she treasured these things in her heart. She was the sort of woman who would just think about things because she looked at the signs, she looked at these wow moments and said, this isn't just a wow, this is a sign, this is telling me something. And you know, Mary was in a unique position. Just think of all she saw. So, first of all, she had an angel visit her and tell her she was going to have a baby. So not only did she see an angel, she got told she was going to have a baby, and they said, this baby is the person that we've been hoping for all these centuries. This baby's going to save the world. This baby's going to be the one who brings hope to mankind. Then she goes to Elizabeth and finds that Elizabeth, who's too old to have babies, is having a baby. And amazingly, this baby that is still inside Elizabeth recognizes Jesus. Isn't that amazing? And then Elizabeth says to Mary, you've got the Messiah growing in you, Mary. And Mary has this wow moment and just sings that fantastic song, doesn't she? And then Joseph sees angels in a dream who says, it's all right, Joseph, you can marry Mary. And so he changes his plans and he marries Mary. Mary experienced that very fully. Then the shepherds. How many of you, when you've had your baby, have had a party of complete strangers turn up in the hospital up at the JR there to say, well done, you've got this new baby? I suspect none of us. And they said, we've seen angels, and they said, this baby is the same message. The hope of all of history. This is the Messiah. This is the one who's going to bring peace on earth. Amazing. And then 40 days later, she's in the temple with those ceremonies they go through. And two people, but particularly Simeon, recognize Jesus and say, this is this promised figure from all of history who's going to save mankind. This is God's Messiah. And then the Magi visit, and they followed the star signs. So God had arranged some star signs for them to follow. And they come, and they say, this is the great king which you've all been expecting. And then, rather more sad story, but at the end of the story there, Joseph gets this dream and says, run away from Bethlehem because the king is going to come and going to try and kill this baby. So they run away. And then Mary and Joseph hear that other babies in that town have been killed because the king indeed was trying to do it. Mary saw all these things. Can you imagine being Mary? Wouldn't you just be going, wow, as you hold that baby? So many times you've been told this baby is completely unique. This baby is the person we've been waiting for. This baby isn't like any other baby. This baby isn't like any other being created. This baby that you're holding, this is the person who's going to save mankind. This is the hope of humanity. And you've got that baby in your arms, and you've had all these signs, all these clues to who this person is. Clear messages. Isn't that amazing? But it was more than that, because she also knew her Bible very well, and that becomes very obvious from the way she can just sing that song that she sang. And she knew that it fitted in with all God had given the people to expect, that the baby was born in Bethlehem, as they'd been told, that it was a descendant of King David, as they were told that this great figure would be, that the mother would be a virgin. That was true, and she knew that, completely knew that. Mary knew all this. She knew she was carrying the Savior of the world. She knew that, the Son of God. She knew that. You know, there are two more times that we see Mary. A few more times, actually, but the two last times we see Mary. The second last time we see her at the foot of the cross when Jesus is being killed. So she's got all those wonderful, wonderful pictures and all those wonderful things said about this child. And then she's there watching this son of hers, this treasure, die. But the last time she's seen, the very last time she's talked about in the Bible, is she's with the other apostles and the disciples of Jesus, and Jesus' brothers are there as well, and she's there, and they're praying every day. And it's after Jesus has come back to life. She's seen him alive. It's after he's ascended to heaven, but it's before the Holy Spirit's come. And she's praying there, and she's learnt to come to worship her own son, Jesus, who's defeated death and brought hope for humanity. What a journey. Can you imagine going through that journey? Can you imagine just the perspectives of Mary, all those signs and all those clues that she had to who this person was? And I think what I want to say to us this morning is, let's follow the signs today. Let's make today a day of worship. And there's lots of signs in our day today. There are lots of signs which will be coming in front of us that to worship God with. You know, we've got candles around. There's bound to be candles, even if they're little electric candles. And you can remember that Jesus was the light of the world. Just take a moment to say thank you, God, for Jesus. Just take that moment. And there's probably going to be presents. And we remember that Jesus is the greatest gift. And as you open your presents, you can be thanking the people giving you the presents, but you can also say, but I'm just going to take a little quiet moment to remember, thank you, God, you gave Jesus. And there'll be feasting, because this is a celebration day. And as you're cutting that, whatever it is you're going to cut today, whether it's turkey or something vegetarian or whatever it might be, and you're about to just enjoy this food, just remember, actually, God has given us something massive to celebrate today. Let's return to Jesus regularly through today. Can I just give you that as our message for this morning? As you go through today, return to Jesus regularly. And it doesn't have to be a big thing, doesn't have to be something public necessarily, but you can just be remembering, Jesus, this is a great fun day, but I'm going to keep remembering you at regular points and saying thank you. Thank you for coming, just like Mary did in that video at the beginning. Look at Jesus. Thank you for coming. And just keep that spirit of worship through today. Amen. Let's close. We're going to close with O Come All Ye Faithful. But we're going to sing a couple of extra verses today in the middle, so that we're going to remember the virgin birth, we're going to remember the shepherds, and we're going to remember the magi. Slightly strange words, but it doesn't matter. So we've got six verses today, so save your energy for the end, to really give it some welly when we get there. Oh, come on, ye faithful, let's stand up.